Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. There's always been indications of a large amount of drugs being trafficked across Montana on Interstate 90, and today there's solid proof of the problem. Authorities saying they've arrested more than four dozen people and seized pounds of drugs during an operation in Mineral County. Montana Highway Patrol announcing this morning the five-day interdiction operation based in St. Regis resulted in the seizure of 28 pounds of meth and cocaine with some fentanyl and marijuana. 51 people were arrested, with 41 of those suspects deported. In addition to MHP, the Mineral County Sheriff's Office and Border Patrol were involved in the sweep last week, with the Air National Guard helping with surveillance. During the same time, MHP's criminal interdiction team seized 14 pounds of meth during an operation in Billings. If you're a season ticket holder for the Bobcats and haven't heard back from the MSU ticket office by now, it's more than likely you're on your own to find tickets or either kick back in front of a screen for Saturday's big game. MSU ended up canceling the Bobcat ticket presale and general public sale yesterday, anticipating a complete sellout. Season ticket holders were scheduled to find out whether they made the cut by noon today. UM says it sold out its limited allotment of tickets by noon on Monday. Both schools advising people that still might want tickets to the playoff showdown to check with third-party sellers to see if they can find some. National Weather Service forecasters still warning of damaging winds across Montana as the second of two major cold fronts sweep across the state through Wednesday. Meteorologists in Great Falls say wind gusts in Browning could hit 90 or even 100 miles per hour Wednesday, 85 or higher in Cutbank, and between 60 and 75 miles per hour in many locations, including Great Falls. Gusts up to 60 are expected across northeast Montana. The Billings Forecast Office warning of 70 to 80 mile an hour gusts around Livingston and Big Timber, and Miles City and Baker could see 45 to 65. Western Montana winds could gust as high as 50 to 60 and even 100 mile per hour gusts across the high country. So be careful out there. This is the Montana State News Network.